Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants edge rusher Brian Burns on Drake May. Poised? Maybe a little too poised. It's the second time we played that for you here on the show today. I do get
it's
what he means.
Too comfy back there.
Well, and I guess when I, if I'm thinking out what he's saying, the Steelers game is probably a good example of that, right?
Yep.
Where he's trying to make too many plays. And remember the aftermath of that game. Was it Cam Hayward? Who was it? I can't remember who came out. And they're like, yeah, the book on Drake May is he's loose with the football and he's going to fumble. So I do wonder some of that. Like, is that Brian Burns kind of relaying what the coaching staff is seeing? And some of their coaching points are, yeah, he's going to keep plays alive. Like, he's going to lose track of you. So go in there, bat that thing out. We saw that against Pittsburgh. Now, it has not been exploited a lot this year. But I do wonder if the Giants, given their personnel on defense and given the Patriots' lack of personnel, Campbell's on IR, Wilson's ruled out for tonight, Garrett Bradbury, if you missed this news earlier today, is questionable with an illness. I imagine he plays. Who knows at what level? But that's another offensive lineman. If you're down him or if he's not playing at 100%, that's 60% of your O-line against one thing the Giants do well, which is rush the passer, Burns included.
I wish all my fellow DN brothers happy hunting.
That was on Mac Jones.
That was him. Yeah,
so I'm with him on
Mac Jones.
I'm with him on that one. He was like quite ahead of the curve when it came to Mac.
Yeah.
Maybe he's ahead of the curve on this too, but this one, even though I understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I think it got away from him a little bit.
I think it's going to blow up in his face. Yeah.
But this is a case of, like, he was just being honest. He was asked a question about Drake May. He's probably watched a ton of tape on Drake May all week, and then this is what he sort of came up with. And I think as he was saying it, he kind of was like, walked back slightly, then he was asked to follow up on it. But I think there is a lot of truth to what he said. You know, maybe this is a guy, so you see with some young quarterbacks, some are obviously the opposite, and they just run away, right? You know, first time there's their first read isn't there, they run or whatever else, and that's one thing. This is a guy that has gotten more time to throw this year compared to last year. He is looking for the deep ball, right? They put that in a lot. But he's also taken a ton of sacks. And so I think that's something that somebody like Brian Burns, who has 13 sacks in the season, has probably noticed. He's like, wow, this guy probably maybe should get rid of the ball right here, and he isn't. And he's kind of holding on to it a little bit longer, which I'm sure he loves seeing that. So, yeah, I think there's probably some truth to it. I don't think it was like this bulletin board material. At the same time, you can get thrown back in your face.
Oh, I would imagine it will. If the Patriots win handily or Drake May has a big game on Monday Night Football, which, you know, I think it could be a statement game for him, although I said this going into the Jets game a few weeks ago, national audience, Thursday Night Football, it was a chance to make a statement. He had a statement drive in that game, but May really didn't play great outside of one game against the Jets for a national audience. It's another chance to do it on the heels of Stafford having a bad week. Text line saying, guys, watch it. Don't be critical. That really sounds like a criticism. It's a stretch. I think the mounting criticism of Drake May, quote unquote, if you will, Stephen A. calling him a liar, Cam doesn't believe in them, they're fool's gold. That was more about the team.
Yeah.
But he's also had pointed criticism of May this year.
I don't think it's like the biggest criticism. I do think, though, it stands out from all the other guys, athletic, he makes all the throws, he can do this, that, and the other thing.
And how many coaches have been like, you know, what he does, you can see why he's a franchise quarterback? Or was it even... was Aaron Glenn? There was a recent coach who was like, oh, yeah, you could see this coming last year. Like, you could see he's a franchise quarterback, and you could see it, and that's what we're looking for in quarterbacks, like that style of thing.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of coaches say that, and maybe this is true. I would agree with you, Keith. I think May has even echoed this at various points where he's like, I've taken too many sacks. I got to get the ball out quicker. I don't need to hang in and make a big play every single time. Or I try to make a big play every single time.
I think it's a pretty good analysis, honestly. Like, for, because you're wondering, like, all right, why is this? When you're looking at neck and neck, two quarterbacks who have been sacked the most this season, you have Cam Ward, who's on a 1-11 team. He has nobody to throw to.
He loses a horrible O-line. Loses like 15 yards a sack.
All the time. Yeah. Right? It's like terrible. And then you're like, the next guy down is Drake May. You're like, well, why? Like, their team's 10-2. Like, what's going on? And that might be what it is. Like, he's so confident that he kind of can make a play that even when there isn't one, like, it doesn't faze him. So, I mean, that can be spun as sort of a strength. But we're talking about this going back a month ago. Be like, all right, maybe the next thing for him is, even though it's not a 12-yard loss, right? It usually isn't with Drake May. But maybe avoid the 3-yard loss. Maybe avoid the 4-yard loss. Like, maybe is there a split second sooner where you either throw it away or decide to run rather than take the number of sacks that he's taken?
Seth Walder at ESPN writes, how much of a gap between the Giants and Patriots is driven by their schedules? A lot of schedule talk.
Schedules.
With the Patriots this year. Easy schedule, which is true. Mm-hmm. Although they do have wins over Buffalo, currently a playoff team. They have win over Tampa Bay at Tampa and at Buffalo. Tampa currently a playoff team leading their division.
Yep.
They have a win over Carolina, who's 7-6. So, you know, it doesn't mean they played nobody, but they have played an easy schedule. I think both those things can be true. The Giants are 2-10. Pats are 10-2, right? Seth Walder. They're not even in the same stratosphere in the standings. The advanced numbers are also fond of the Patriots. Number one passing offense in terms of EPA. But ESPN's Football Power Index, Keith.
Yeah.
The
FPI.
The notorious FPI, thank you, still believes there's a much smaller gap between these two teams playing on Monday night because of their strength of schedule. No team has played an easier schedule than the Pats, according to ESPN's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PI, and no team has played a more difficult schedule than the Giants. Plus, on the snaps that Jackson Dart has played this year for the Giants, their EPA is roughly tied with the Seahawks for the 10th most efficient. So, when Dart's out there, pretty good offense, pretty good passing offense.
Okay.
Maybe some of their losses are masked by how difficult of a schedule they've played. Maybe the Patriots' wins are a little masked by how easy of a schedule there is. His contention is there's not much of a gap between these two teams. Agree or disagree?
I mean, maybe the record is pretty jarring, right? So maybe it's not the prototypical 10-2 versus 2-10. So you're expecting this to be a bloodbath. Although 7.5-point line by Vegas would sort of tell you that is one of the bigger spreads on the board all weekend long. Now, there are upsets. Don't get me wrong. It's the NFL, so it can happen. But Vegas isn't viewing this as like a 3-point game or a 4-point game. And so I don't know that. The Giants did fire their coach this year, so they didn't give him the, well, you have a tough schedule, Brian, so we're going to stick around. No, they fired him midseason. Some of their best players are gone. So when they've looked good, Cam Scataboo was running like crazy and was like a rookie of the year candidate. He's out. He's not playing. Malik Nabers is going back to the beginning of the year, but he was there, which is like a real number one receiver. He's also not there. Jackson Dart is starting tonight, so I think it does give them a better chance of winning, but I also know you never know how long he's going to last. So I think the gap is still pretty good size. I would say maybe the Giants compared to other one, two, three win teams in the league, you could sort of weigh how difficult their schedule is and say, you know what? They're better than the Raiders. They're better than the Titans. They're better than some of the other, you know, dog food teams in the league. That's fine. But they're still not like, oh, they just have buzzer's luck with the schedule like they'd be a playoff team. I don't see that.
The caller earlier today brought up some of their close losses. I mean, Denver came way back against them in a game they absolutely should have won. They played the Niners to a one-score game. They played the Bears at Chicago to a one-score game. That's a game they should have won. Yeah.
No, Niners was 10. Chicago was 4.
Oh, can I
Green
not,
Bay was
can
7.
Can I not do math? I'm sorry. 34-24. I'm sorry.
No, but still, I mean, they weren't, like, blown out. They put up some points against them. That was a dart game.
So, but I was just going to say, and even the two with Winston, and I honestly feel
math
this way.
Make math?
Yeah, sorry. I can't do math. I like Jackson Dart as a prospect. I wonder how much he's reined in coming back from the concussion issues.
Yeah. And look different.
I think, you know, maybe part of the reason Daboll's out of a job is because they couldn't protect Jackson Dart. So do they rein him in? And if they rein him in, what does he look like? I would give the Giants a better chance to win this game with Winston than I would with Dart. And I understand Winston could throw four picks and lose him the game. He could throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns and win him the game. I'd give him a better chance in that one than I would with Dart as a starter. They've won two games with Dart this year. They lost both Winston starts. But I would give him a better chance in that game. I also think, and you said this earlier, Keith, I think the letdown factor with the bye week right around the corner is not non-existent, but not as on notice as it could have been if they didn't play down to Cincinnati the week before. And this is a home game.
Yeah.
So I think those two things working in their nationally televised game,
yeah,
that should be relatively easy to get up for. Broncos won last night. You're still chasing them, if you will, to get the number one seed back in the AFC. I don't see much of a letdown factor here.
No, and it'll be interesting, though, because the Patriots have not really been able to run the ball great, and you would think you can run the ball against the Giants. It's something you brought up earlier. It's like, all right, what are they going to – are they going to be able to run against this team? I thought they could run against Cincinnati, and they really didn't.
And that was with, I mean, not an entirely healthy line. Wilson got hurt early in that game, but Campbell still played most of three quarters, and they couldn't run.
They gave up – so you know how the Patriots had that streak for a while where they weren't even giving up 50-yard rushers? Now that's since been broken a couple of times, but it's still like a lower number. The Giants earlier this year gave up 100 yards to two different backs with the Eagles in the same game. Saquon ran for 150. Tank Bigsby ran for 104 in the same game.
Nice.
Omarion Hampton went for 128. Against the Giants.
No, so you should be able to run on them,
but
except the Pats suck at running.
I'm gonna hold my breath.
They might be down three starters on the O-line.
Right, right.
So this one's going to be on Drake May's back, and it should be a statement game on national TV, and if you got to lean on him more scrambling and running this week because the Giants are going to have a pass rush and you're down on the O-line, I think this is a week to do it, but we'll see how it all plays out tonight. With your phone call, 617-779-7937. I say we'll see how it plays out.
I'll tell you.
No.
I'll tell you how.
Keith is going to tell you exactly how it plays out. Keith's Keys on a Monday next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.